You're grounded with Emma and Ella.
Hello, and you're very welcome to Your Grounded with myself, Emma Doran, and my fantastic co-host, who happens, just so happens to be my daughter, Ella Doran. Ella, you're very welcome to the podcast. Thanks for joining us this week. How are you?
I'm good.
What's been going down?
Well, we just watched Bake Off.
We watched a bit late.
We did.
Because I was in Smock Alley. I went to see an evening with Michael Fry and Colleen Sunderman. They're doing a show for Dublin Fringe Festival. It's very enjoyable. And
hashtag spawn.
What?
Hashtag spawn.
It's not spawn. Just my comedy friends. And so you and Shane waited for me to come home.
We did, of course.
To watch Bake Off. So that was enjoyable.
It was. I enjoyed the star caker of Bake Week.
Yeah, that was good.
Absolute gem.
That's a good line. I'm into it already because sometimes it takes me a while to get into it because there is 12 of them. But no, I'm fully invested already. So what have you been doing with your life?
Back to college.
Back to college vibes.
Studying girl.
Have you started studying yet?
Obviously, yeah.
Oh, God.
Well, they just kind of jump right in. Like, it's not.
Do you?
Yeah.
Do you love her?
Yeah.
You love to study?
But I like learning. I don't like studying.
Oh, my God, actually.
Oh, my God.
You've just reminded me. So I'm at Smock Alley, right? And they're chilling out, getting a Coke Zero. Obviously, you know me with Coke Zeros. And this woman comes up to me to say hello. And nice woman, and she's talking away. And I was like, I interrupted her. I was like, sorry, did you used to teach grinds? And her face just dropped. This woman taught me grinds in Ashfield College. Doesn't even exist anymore.
Yeah, it does.
Well, not where it used to be. It used to be up in Temple Oak Village. It's a lot of houses now.
I swear Ashfield is a...
They knocked it down, they built houses. It's not there anymore.
I think it is a school, though.
Well, it could be, but
I could be going crazy here.
Yeah, I think you are, because it's clearly been knocked down and it's a lot of houses now. But she was teaching me grinds.
Yeah, Ashfield College is in Dundrum. It's a...
They've moved it. It was in Temple Oak Village.
It's a grind school.
Yeah.
So it is still a...
Yeah, but it's not what it used to... Anyway, I recognised her straight away. I was like... And she said, oh, that must have been like for third year. But I feel like I did grinds and sick. But maybe she knew. I don't know. She knew it was third year. Anyway, poor old Jimmy spending money on grinds. What a bloody waste that was. It was just weird. Because how long ago would that be?
50 years ago?
Enough. 20 years ago plus, because you're 19. Christ. Anyway, you're back in college.
I am back in college.
Is it back full force or is it like...
No, back full force.
Okay.
Back full force.
Anyone asking for me or...
No, my friend was like... she sits down beside me on like the first day of college and she's like, I saw on Instagram the other day and your mom came up and she just laughed.
What a stupid little bitch. Does she follow me?
I don't think. She just said she came up with her recommended.
Yeah.
And she goes, your mom came up.
Would it kill her to fucking follow?
I don't think she should follow now. Like, I think it was your mom.
Well, she's not welcome, this girl. Jeez, if you can't even follow me on bloody Instagram, and Instagram's recommend me to you. What's her name? Let's get a good fake name off Ella this week.
Rosalind.
Right, Roisin, if you're listening, back it up and follow me. Thanks a million. Anyway, so second year. Is it new buzz? Do you feel like...
New buzz. There's a lot of new students.
Oh, where did they come from?
Like a lot of HDIP students and stuff like that.
Okay.
We went in classes and my friends are like, I don't recognise that one. There's like 12 new people here. And we're like, we're trying to, surely that person wasn't there last year. And we figured out that there is actually like a load of new people. We're not going crazy.
Right. And HDIP stands for?
A higher diploma. I don't actually
know. Yeah, it's a higher diploma, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
I always just associate HDIP with teachers. Since we a lot of talk about HDIP. do my H dip. What should do a H dip? You know, there's
Emma, you put a silence that. Please. She just turns it over. She just turns her phone over like that's going to silence it.
Well, there we go. So sorry, you've got my full attention.
Do I?
Yes, I didn't realise.
Turn over that phone.
Jesus, sorry. Yeah, I don't really know much about H-dip.
Me neither. I don't either. I'll have to talk to one of them.
Yeah, do. Ask them to follow. Maybe they're one of them. Bloody follow me, Christ. So... You came in today and you had a big happy head on you. You've been absolutely buzzing today, haven't you?
Bake Off back, you know?
Bake Off back with a bang. I'd say it's your favourite show.
Yeah.
Like Bake Off is Ella's show. Mm. And every time before we watch it, she goes, I'm just going to get a snack. So she has to have something with Bake Off while she watches it, correct? And today I was at the media launch for Pooka Festival. Pooka, what do you reckon for that? Of a name, of a festival, Pooka.
I think it's a good name.
I was like, today, I probably shouldn't have said it on stage, but I was like, sounds like something dirty, doesn't it? And everyone's like, no. Like, right, just me, Pooka. I just feel it's like, she pooked him to bits.
I think it's the way you're saying it.
I could probably say anything, couldn't I? But anyway, they had a goodie bag.
Mm. Oh, this is the first time hearing about the goodie bag.
Well, you've been tucking into the goodie bag. Because obviously I wasn't going to take the goodie bag because I was there in professional capacity. And then somebody gave me the show and they're like, hey, goodie bag. And I was like, all right, yeah. Got a goodie bag and in. How many times did I say goodie bag?
Emma actually got a goodie bag. Like, what was in the goodie bag?
In the goodie bag. I actually opened it. I opened the goodie bag to see what goodies were inside the bag before I left. And it was a piece of cardboard that said Pooka Festival or whatever. Pooka Festival. And then I had just a big slab of brack. I was like, okay, fair enough. So I brought the brack home.
From the goodie bag.
From the goodie bag. It was brack goodie bag. It was goodie bag brack, is what I meant to say. I took that out and I gave Joe some. He was like, yeah, I'd like to. Tommy, obviously, no.
No, yeah.
But you were tucking into it there during Bake Off.
Yeah, I had a little.
And you were just like a little happy piggy. You were just delighted with life. And Shane was like, "Don't put a bit of butter on that." We were like, "No, it's very moist. It's very good brack. It doesn't need that."
It's from the goodie bag.
It's goodie bag brack. So back it up. Anyway, you've been chinging from ear to ear all day because you came in from college, and not school, as you keep fucking calling it. Which is
my friends call it school
because they're fucking dopes that don't follow me on Instagram. It's not school. It's college. Get it straight. Your generation are great, doing lots of great things, but it's not fucking school. It's college.
Just do a poll.
I was going to school, guys. No, it's college. You finished school.
We should do a poll on the Instagram.
No, because I know what the fucking answer will be. It's school. Anyway. college. It's college. Jesus. Okay.
It's school, guys.
So you came in.
Yeah.
And you had a big old smile on your face. And you put your bag down on the couch. I wasn't that long in before you. And I was like, by full disclosure now, I was like, oh, yes, she's after getting the treats in. Here we go. I thought you were going to walk something really. I was thinking, like, this is going to be deadly. We're talking like chocolate eclairs. We're talking fucking, you know, like top tier patisserie kind of shit. And she walks out. It's honestly what I thought was happening. She was so smiley. I was just like, yes, finally. Finally, do you remember did we talk about them scaldy almonds you brought home?
You're getting off track.
Do you remember but they were scaldy beyond belief. She brought home these almonds, licorice almonds. They were like puke. Okay, I think they're still in the house, aren't they?
No, I chewed them out. We tried.
Yeah.
Anyway, I came back delighted.
She opened her bag, reached into her bag, and I was like, here we fucking go. She whacks out a page. I was like, oh, fuck. I was like, oh. You've passed your driver's theory test.
Yes.
Fair play to the fair play.
Thank you, thank you.
So you're busy all day because you're in college.
I was in school, then I went to Dunleary.
To do that. And then you came back with a bang. You passed.
Woo.
So it's the first step in getting brum brum beep beep and being my personal Desi. How'd you like that? When you're looking like Great. I'm delighted. So tell us about the test. How are you feeling about it?
So, stressful getting there because I had no idea where I was going.
Yeah.
Got the 46A. Never been on that bus before.
Poor old Ella, like, has the Google Maps, but be a bit sketching it, yeah. Really. Especially if she has to use it while she's walking.
Yeah, it's tough. Yeah. It's tough out there, guys. But I made it there.
She's just like, it's telling me to go straight. Oh, fuck it, I'll just turn around and go the opposite way.
But I made it there. Stations. One of my friends works in Dunleary Shopping Centre, so she told me exactly
where. Did she follow me on Instagram?
No, she's the one that you suggested. So she kind of gave me a run through of what would happen and where I'd go and all that buzz, which was good. And she warned me that they would take a photo of you before you went into the test, which was great.
Oh, you looked lovely in your little photo. It was like a little confo photo. A little smiley head.
It shouldn't look like a confirmation photo because that was like 8 years ago. So
yeah, you looked great in the little photo now.
Yeah. But, you know, passed. So
no vibes.
Happy out now.
Yeah. That's the first part. So this week we were going to talk about driving because Ella came in just so happy with life. I thought, oh, let's talk about driving. So I can drive.
Mm.
And, but obviously I already had you when I went to learn to drive. Mm. Now, I don't know. Well, I definitely wasn't driving when I had you, but I'd say kind of within about 2 years, maybe-ish. Because James, my dad, had a car and he was just like, oh, I don't really need it. Like, you should work away. Mm. So I kind of had to learn to drive. But I do. So I grew up with, my mom didn't drive and my dad drove. Mm. And he drove us everywhere. And he did not like driving. Mm. And he would get lost a lot.
Mm.
We also would have cars that would break down a lot. And I remember
him looking for the best deal.
He, at one point, there was a period of time when we were living in Rathfarnham. After we moved from Tala, we were in Rathfarnham, but my school was in Terenure. Mm. And he was driving me to school, and I remember him shaving with an electric razor while driving. Like, it was all, everything was
multitasking.
Always panic stations. What was your experience? And I haven't talked about this before because I want to get an honest reaction from you. What was your experience like being in the back of a car with me driving?
I thought you were going to ask with James driving.
Oh, well, both. I'll hear both.
Oh, because he was always a very cat. Like, he didn't really give it or anything.
What?
His car is very stuffy, though. Like, his car kind of made you feel sick because it was like,
yeah.
It had like a weird, like, no air went into it, so I always felt sick.
Yeah, well, he wouldn't really change.
I don't remember him, like, really getting angry or anything.
Really?
Mm.
Can't believe that. So saved it all for his own children when they were growing up.
Yeah, I can't really remember any.
So he was fine in the car?
Yeah.
Okay, so what about me in the car?
You just get lost a lot.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I was on the bus coming back, I was on a different bus again, and we went past Lorgan, and all I can think about was Lorgan Leisureplex, and you're getting lost on the way to that.
But see, this is what I don't understand, because I've been to Stillorgan Leisureplex many a time.
Yeah, you still get lost every time.
I do remember.
Lexi, I'm coming. Just wait.
Flexi. But you see, when you were doing the birthday parties, now at the moment, for your brothers, it seems to be the same couple of places, right?
Boring.
But back when you were having the birthday parties, it was somewhere different all the time. And there was people booking parties out in Rath Oath.
Yeah, keep it fun.
Like, sorry, what? I didn't have Google Maps then, Ella. I was printing out AA Route Finder the night before. AA yeah. Roof Winder.
I could do that.
It still exists. You could do it now.
I got lost on the way back from Dunleary Shopping Centre.
Did you?
I got off my first bus and I just went completely the wrong way. And then
I really don't understand how you're getting lost on foot. It's all there on Google Maps here.
Yeah, but I just get confused with the orientation. And then I start walking in the wrong direction. And then it kind of takes me a while before I'm like, okay, this is definitely
But you have the
direction.
Sound on.
Yeah, but you
don't. That was a lie. I knew by the way you answered that.
I did have it on, but I didn't have the volume turned off.
I knew. Did you hear the way she said that? Yeah. Knew it was a lie.
I said, yeah, but no.
Yeah, but no, but yeah, but no.
But like, it comes
Vicky
up.
Pollard, yeah, but no, but yeah, but no. Put the headphones on and actually listen to it.
I got there in the end, though. At one point, it was looking at like I was going to have to get the like 49 and then the dart and then the 175.
You're worse than me. You are worse
than
me.
But I secured my way home with two buses. So
I wouldn't get lost on foot. I get lost in a car. And now that I have Google Maps.
Well, who knows? I could be amazing in a car and not get lost. Could just be on foot.
You might be better because you might turn the volume on. And yet I see you panicking if I'm in the car and we're going somewhere and I say to you, would you just put on Google Maps or you start? I think the actual thing that's going on here is I think you don't know how to use Google Maps.
I do know how to use Google Maps.
There's some sort of tension between you and Google Maps because it's a constant thing. When I'm in the car with you and you're sitting up the front now, you're a big girl, you're up the front beside me, and I say to you, casually, I say, will you just put that on your phone to see where we're going? And you always say, do you want me to do that on your phone, will I? I'm like, well, can you not just do it on your phone there? There's something. Are you on the run? Are you afraid they're going to start tracking you? Is that what it is?
I don't want to use my phone.
Are you afraid of the towers pinging?
It like runs through your battery. I don't want my battery to go.
Is that why you're not fucking putting Google Maps on when we're going? I'm sorry. If we're going somewhere together and I'm driving you, I'm probably driving you to somewhere you have to fucking be and you won't turn on Google Maps because you're saving your own fucking battery. Stingy. Are you for real? Is that what it is? You're saving your own battery. Could you give me a little with Google Maps? Do you want me to do it on your phone? That's what that's all about. I'm fucking appalled at that now, Ella. Jesus, gives a bit of fucking battery, Ella. Do you know how much petrol is? I'm there driving you. I want to save the battery in my phone. Is that okay with you? Thanks very much. Cheeky bitch. But the theory test is actually, you think it's going to be real handy, don't you?
No.
Well, I thought it was.
I knew going into it that it was going to be
And then
horrible.
I'm like, ooh. Because back in the day, you used to get like a book or there used to be like, I don't think it was a DVD. I think it was a CD-ROM. Whatever the fuck they are, CD-ROM. That was what you could play on a laptop, CD-ROM. And you could go through it.
Mm.
You could do like, I don't know, you know, practice run-throughs or whatever. But we didn't have the whole thing of, you have to do 12 lessons now if you want to learn how to actually drive.
Mm.
Like, that's quite a lot, because how much is a lesson?
Depends, really. Like 60 around.
It's about 60, is it?
They usually have ideals for more than one, though.
Okay, yeah, like, oh, right. If you buy 12 of them, they're probably, what, 600 quid or something?
Mm.
Yeah. It's coming in. Yeah. But do you know what? You never regret learning to drive. Never will. And everyone does say you should do it while you're young. So when I started driving, this is what I'm going to say to you now. And I know you're going to sort it out, but defo get lessons, because back in the day when I was learning to drive, I actually really wanted to drive because I had you. So I was like, you know, like a bit of independence or whatever. And James had a Volvo, and he took me out in the Volvo, and it, Volvo is like, it's kind of, they're usually like biggish cars, and they're quite heavy, and I couldn't get the bite, you know, the way kind of between the brake and the clutch. You'll do it in lessons.
I've never driven a car.
Yeah, well, it's just this kind of, your feet have to be at a certain kind of thing on the pedals. And, oh, sorry, like to start, this is me starting the car. And I'm like, what's this, like, because you have to put it in gear and accelerate. So it's this kind of thing. And I couldn't get it, just kept cutting out. I haven't even moved the car yet. And I'm just like, so like, what's, how can you describe to me like how I can do this at my foot? And he couldn't describe to me. And he gets out and he starts, I think, and I get in. And he took me to an abandoned car park and let me drive around in first gear.
That doesn't mean anything to me.
Like, first gear is what you start off in. Mm. If you're going to be like, you know the way, like if you're in traffic and you're driving really slow, you're just in you're in second gear. Like, you're not driving around a car park in first gear. But anyway, he was just so afraid of me driving that I went and got lessons. And yeah, the lessons are, because you know, in a school car, the instructor has pedals on their side.
Really?
Yeah.
That's so cool. I don't know that.
Yeah. So, like, that's why somebody can get into a car and be driving around an estate when they've never, like, you will get into the car and you will drive, never having driven.
We did drive in fourth year around the car park.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, you did do that, didn't you?
And we did a driver theory test as well.
Oh, well, there you go.
Got, like, a whole day of doing stuff.
And you got in the car and drove around the car park at the school. And who was in the car beside you?
Some driving instructor.
Oh, yeah. So you, yeah.
Didn't have the cool little brake things, though.
Was it not in a learner car?
No.
Oh, yeah. So in a proper learner car, they have pedals as well. So they can help you out. And, of course, then if they can brake suddenly, if someone needs to brake suddenly. So you're not, you won't get into, like, you know, you won't get into an accident or whatever, touch wood. But, like, everyone who drives has had some little thing, even if it's a case of in a car park and hitting into somebody. Do you know what I mean? I don't know, maybe now I'm starting to think maybe you're speaking to the wrong person about this. Now, most people,
everyone has absolutely scratched up another person's car. Don't worry about
it. Yeah. Well, I did it to James's car and the gate, because I had this thing of when I'd be parking the car in the driveway, if it went off the gate, I would just keep going.
Okay, strange.
Yeah, I wouldn't, I don't know why, I wouldn't reverse and straighten up the car, I just keep going. Okay, so it kind of had these like blue strips on the car. It's like a maroony car. This one he had, like the Nissan. I did it the other day. I was collecting the boys from art and I parked in the school, because usually I don't do that, but it wasn't at the home time, and it was lashing rain. I was like, and everyone was doing it. So I was like, oh, grand, we're all parking in here. And it was kind of at a weird angle. And then there was other kids, like bigger kids walking out and stuff. So it was kind of being a bit like a sketch. I started to scrape off the gate. And I was just like, I'm not reversing back out. I was like, this kid's all up. The kid's all over the place now. Like, so I just kept driving, and the kids were in the car. And they were like, oh, it's scraping off the gate. And I was like, yeah, it is.
those boys have no, I think, our car's stuck in a ditch. The car's scraping off the gate.
I know. The ditch.
Driving stories.
What?
Do you remember the ice one up in Grangebrook? That was bad, wasn't it?
Oh my
God. That was a bad time.
That was a really bad time. So all my life, I've lived on a fucking hill. All my life. Even like the house that I lived in when I was a little kid, that wasn't on a hill.
Oh, there is so many hills, isn't there?
But the driveway, massive hill. It's always on a fucking hill. And we're in I don't know. We only have Ella now at this stage. We don't have the boys. And it was the first time, that was the first time it kind of had snowed in a good few years. Like, no, you know, the way now everyone's like mad for the like, the salt and whatever. So now I was really on that bus and I went down the hill. And I mean, that was all downhill.
Coming and out cars that estate. Parked on both sides the whole way down.
Oh my God. And I went into a curb where there was like a power box. But I was going really slowly.
Yeah,
it was
of course.
Just, thing was, the car just went and it was not stopping. And I would just went into the curb. Oh, and it broke something real bad. I was like, oh, for fuck's sake. But I suppose, in a way, luckily, I could have ended up going like bumper car down the fucking hill. I would have smashed into like 15 fucking cars.
Jesus, yeah. 15 family cars.
I can't remember exactly. Oh, like when they say things like time and belt, you're just like, oh, here we fucking go. But that was a bad day. It was, yeah, God. But I still stand by most of my car. Although this car has been grand, but I don't like spending too much money on a car. I just don't. As long as it runs and whatever, grand. But like, I'm not gonna have a car keep breaking down. What's like, that was a lot of my childhood summers. Cars breaking down.
What do you think is like, how, what do you think is too much to spend on a car?
What do I think is too much to spend on a car? Well, like, you're talking to the wrong person, because I wouldn't, see, I don't want a car loan. And I don't want to spend money on a car. I think what's too much? When cars start getting in, and like, I would be nowhere near spending this much on a car. But when cars start getting into like 50 grand.
Jesus.
What?
That sounds like, that's how I'm planning to go. 50 grand.
Yeah, right. You will be getting the cheapo chips. Yeah, I know you. You love your money. You will be getting a Ford Focus or a Kia or something like that. And it'll be 2011.
That's pretty high.
And that's what you're going to get yourself, I would imagine.
Yeah. 2011 is a pretty high number.
It's 2022.
Yeah, but it's still pretty high. Like, yours is 2007 or something.
2008, you cheeky bitch.
So.
Yeah, well, I thought you might, you know. You'll have to get it. It'll have to be all right. Like, can't be a total piece of crap.
I'm going for 1998.
Do you remember, though? So, obviously, me and Ella were best buds. We still are, but we were more best buds like that. We used to hang out all the time.
You actually like spending time with me.
When can I catch a hold of you? We used to, when she was a child, right? And we went up to Bushy Park one day. And there's a little part of Bushy Park outside where you park, where there's these little, do you know, they're like these little fake roundabouts? And I parked near it, kind of over a little line, like that it was too close to this little made up roundabout. And it came out, and I got clamped because of that. And now I've been clamped many times since. And I had been clamped many times before that. But we got back to the car and I'm like, oh, the car is clamped. And Ella starts crying her eyes out. I'm like, what's wrong, Ella? What's wrong? What's wrong? Ella thought that when a car was clamped, that was the end of your car. Like, your car was then, you could never drive it again. And I was like, oh, no. I was like, we just have to ring the company and that's all cool. And then, like, we just rang them, sat in the car for 20 minutes. And they're obviously driving around because they've just clamped the car. But you thought that the car was getting taken away. So you were really, really upset. Like,
I remember I was also really upset because I was really, really hungry. And we didn't have to wait 20 minutes. We had to wait like an hour and a half.
No.
Yeah, we had to wait a long time.
No. I'm going to gaslight your child.
We did not have to wait 20 minutes. It would be a lot longer.
You usually don't have to wait long because they're around the area.
Just wait long. And even Shane, remember we was coming home and Shane was like, we should not have brought some snacks for the child. Like, we were there.
Oh, with something fucking helpful.
Yeah. We were there a long time.
Were we?
Yeah. I didn't like,
I like, usually would have brought snacks though.
Well, there wasn't any snacks.
I'm always like,
there was no snacks.
I'm good on snacks.
No snacks. I was starving.
I'm terrible on meals, but I'm good on snacks. But
I wasn't that young.
Were you not? No. I was trying to like, cut you a bit of slack. And no, say
like
you wouldn't
bring
young.
Snacks for Joe and Tommy now, like.
No, unless no. we were kind of heading. So, like, well, the odd time.
No snacks for me. Traumatizing experience.
Sorry, but it was wrong. Well, I mean, if you were being very, very strict on the rules, yeah, I was rightly clamped. But it was, come on, it was like Saturday down in Bushy Park, chill out.
They could probably see the kids seating it as well.
Yeah, you see, that's what I
remember that they were nice though. Didn't a guard or something come by? I think a guard, because you were like, why am I clamped? And he's like, I don't know actually. Do you remember that?
Oh, I do actually.
See,
it was
a long process. We had lots of different people coming up to us. It was not 20 minutes.
Oh, yes.
The whole of Bushy Park was getting involved in about why you were clamped. They're like, that's weird. Do you remember
yes,
all that jazz?
I do. Yeah. I do.
So
now.
Stop.
Oh, yeah. I take it back.
It was a long process.
I'm sorry. Yeah, it was. I've just been clamped so many times because I used to drive into town for gigs a lot, like quite near to the gigs usually. Because there was this great little spot that you used to be able to park across, like at night time, across the road from Molly Malone. And it was, most of the time it was free.
Mm.
And then they changed the park, but they had a sign facing the other way. And I came back there once before and I was clamped. And then there was a couple of other places in town. But what would happen is you'd be parking there. And then the next week they change. I'd never park somewhere that it said, like, risk getting clamped. Mm. It's always been like I've been caught out or whatever. Or they've they've basically changed.
Never your fault.
They've changed the rules and they haven't told me and they've put the sign facing the other way. And I'm 5'2". That's for me to crane my neck up and read that sign. It's very hard for me. So anything that's happened with my driving hasn't been my fault. I've never had any crashes. I have had a few bumps. I drove into the back of a van before. When I started driving and Ashlyn O'Toole, who used to give me a lift to college all the time.
Mm.
One day I was in the car with her when I was like kind of up and running with a car. And we were going under the bridge in Dundrum, you know, like the bridge there. And we're driving along and the lights are red. And I really do remember, I vividly remember her saying to me, are you going, she's like, try not to panic and stuff. But she's like, are you going to stop? And I just went straight into the back of a van. And I was like, oh, fuck. And I could feel like the heat rising up through your body. Like, and your man out of the van, he just came out, looked at the back of the van. He's like, oh, you're grand. He's like, yeah, all right. And I was like, yeah. And then I was stopped by guards a few times, but it was all grand. Not for crashes, just they're just doing stops. But one did stop me before when I was in the process of learning to drive. And I got so panicked and nervous. I was so panicked that I was sweating and pulling down the window and he was like, how are you getting on? I said, I learned to drive. He was like, you're getting on great. That's yeah. How are you fine? I was like, Chambest. And then he goes, all right, you're doing great. Go on there. And because this thing of like, you can't just like put, like for you to like, as a, like when you're a brand new learner, for you to like, stop the car and stall the engine and then just drive off casually is a big fucking thing. So I probably turned the car off completely, like, yeah, 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 yeah. He's like, all right, sure. Where you go there? And I'm trying to get the car, just cutting out. And he's like, you know, take your time, grant. And I'm like, my face is burning up now and I'm dying. And I finally get the car going. He's like, there you are. And I'm like, yeah, thank you very much. And at this point, like, my hands are just like liquid. It's liquid now. I'm trying to drive with liquid hands. And I just, I chugged off about a half a mile down the road because I couldn't get, I don't think I started in first gear. I started in third and just kept revving it. So I just went down the road.
Get along great.
I didn't know how to open the window. That's what happened as well. Because I was only learning, so I was like, radio off, close the windows, full concentration. So when I drove up to him and stopped the car, and he gives me the signal, like, roll down your window there. I rolled down the passenger one because I didn't know what to do. And I think I did actually turn on the wipers as well. I was just like, panic. And actually, one of the first times I drove into college on my own, I drove back and it was lashing rain. Mm. And you know when the window starts fogging up?
Mm.
And I was like driving Jimmy's car and I was like, how do I defog, demist the window? Mm. I didn't know how to do it. And I just drove and panicked, couldn't see out the window, kept driving. And then I'd pull in every 5 minutes and like wipe the window.
I wondered how you were so good at driving with a wet screen, because remember your windscreen wipers were broken for ages. And actually, according to my driver theory test, when that kind of thing happens, you shouldn't drive your car until you get it fixed.
I know, God, I've had a few wipers bite the dust, so like I'm like,
yeah. And it's always during like when it's raining the most.
Of course.
And you're just like,
you have to sit on the steering wheel. Basically. You have to steer with your arse and just go like put your hands up to the like the window and just stare out. Stressful.
And you're like, Ella, can you wipe some of that off? I'm like, I'm dry. Me like,
oh yeah, I've seen you. Fucking show me a scorpy look.
Scorpy look, just like,
no, I've seen you before, and I'm like, Ella, can you start wiping that window? And you're like,
not a scorpy look, but I'm like, how the fuck am I gonna do that?
Well, it's very similar to the face you pull when I ask you, can you get that up on Google Maps?
Well, it's different. It's a different face.
I can't believe that was you just psychologically trying to like outsmart me and just be like, give a mess. And all you are is like, you greedy little battery hogging bitch. Can't believe you. Anyway, keep us posted on the driving. We'll be delighted to hear how you get on. You'd be a great driver. 12 lessons, it probably sounds like loads, but
you'll need 50, Ella. You'll need 50.
You'll need 50, but like, do you know, be no harm to have 12. Mm. I probably had. I mean, I really don't know. But I wouldn't have said it was that far off. Mm. Maybe, I don't know, maybe 10 or something. But it was different back then.
Different times.
There were different times. The rules weren't as strict. Now, what have I got to tell you is before we go? No worries if not. RT2 on Thursday, 10:35. Ella still hasn't watched the first episode.
I have.
Oh, have you? Oh, God. Oh, you have. You did.
You asked me about it.
Oh, you did. You gave me a review.
I watched it when I got back from work.
You did watch it. What was your favourite bit?
Unbelievable. The part with that you weren't in.
Yeah, yeah. Well, oh, the voice note. Yeah, that was
good. You were in it. You were in the start of it.
I wasn't started yet. We liked that. That was our favourite bit. So it's on again this Thursday.
10:35.
My Liberty Halls, have I said this? Are gone.
Gone.
They're gone.
Once they're gone, they're gone.
There's a couple of singles, if you're that way inclined. But if you want to go with a friend, you can't. Well, you can't sit beside each other.
But you could meet up before, grab a drink, go watch Emma, meet up after.
Yeah, but they're gone. They're gone. But you can, so there is going to be a tour next year, 2023, coming soon.
Ooh, where?
Booking dates for it now.
Where?
Booking dates.
Where?
All over the country.
Where? Will you come to Brazil?
That's not in Ireland. That's a different country.
Okay.
We're talking Cork. We're talking Galway. We're talking places like that. Just have to, maybe. We just have to, not me.
Kildare?
Other people. Probably, yeah. We'll have to, yeah, book the dates.
Leash?
Yeah. Okay. So I was kind of getting a bit annoying now.
Gavin.
So listen. Thanks for listening.
Longford.
Oh my God, she's getting real annoying now. I think that brack's kicking in. We'll chat to you next week. Thanks.
Wait.
Oh, Ella wants to say something. Go on.
Right. If you subscribe.
Thanks, Mel. Chat to you next week. Bye.
Bye.